This LSU update is being brought to you by A.J. Doman Chevrolet of Berwick. Ask for Harley at A.J. Doman and tell him you heard this on KBZE 105.9 FM. Call him at 985-227-4352.
There are so many reasons to buy your next new car from A.J. Doman Chevrolet, but don't take our word on it. Hear what our customers have to say.
A.J. Doman has been taking care of the veterans with the vehicles for over 20 years. Very helpful, very polite to all the military guys.
My family and I have been shopping here for over 20 years. The sales team is great, and the service department is unmatched.
A.J. Doman Chevrolet, serving the area for over 38 years, at the foot of the Morgan City Bridge in Berwick.
Welcome to the press conference for the LSU Tigers. We're joined by head coach Kim Mulkey and student-athlete Angel Reese.
We're not scared of South Carolina, and I'm going to repeat that. We're not scared of South Carolina. And a lot of people are scared of them, and we came in and battled and battled and battled and battled and battled to the end. And, of course, we came up short, but we'll see them again, or whoever will see them again. But I'm just happy, and I'm going to acknowledge my teammates first, because Janae, Aaliyah, they came off the bench and did big things for us. Michaela, she was frustrated because she had to do minimum numbers in minimum time, but she came out there and did what she did, and she defended and she played as hard as she could. So being able to be proud of this team, I'm not going to give them all the credit because I know how hard we played. We played hard. We played tough. We did whatever it took to win, and sadly we came up short, but I'm happy where we are right now, and anybody seeing us moving forward should be scared.
Coach Mulkey, in a game like that, I mean, where do you even start? What is going through your mind, all the things?
They did exactly what I thought they would do. I got some champions out there. Guys, you got a kid with a gimpy ankle. You got two starters, basically. Michaela got some minutes. She got cleared to get a few minutes. We're in a good spot. Angel is right. We're playing some pretty good basketball right now, and that's just the God's truth. They got a lot of depth. One kid basically hurt us today, and that was Fulwalee. You look at the stats. How can you not leave here and go, God, I wish that the playoffs started next week. But we'll have everybody back. Everybody's good to go. So the NCAA, you don't need to call me and ask if Michaela Williams is good. You don't need to ask me if Angel Reese is good. You don't need to ask me about Poa. She's only in concussion protocol. We are playing our best basketball. Congratulations to South Carolina. They made plays when we would cut the lead. Turnovers killed us today.
Kim, forgive me, I have to ask, just what was your vantage point of kind of what shook out there in the last couple of minutes of the game?
Let me say this. Do you realize there was only one foul called on each team with 2 minutes to play in the fourth quarter? Are you kidding me? That might have created some of that. Not the way we play. We're going to foul your ass. Not the way they play. They're going to foul your ass. But you only blew that whistle one time? Think about that now. Flagey, what I saw, intentionally fouled Fulwalee because she stripped her. Great move, because she's going to get a layup right there. And then some jawing went on with her and another player, and then the next thing I know, Cardoza just waylaid her. And so I ran because somebody came out of the stands. I think it was Flagey's brother trying to keep him, you know, from doing anything crazy. But that was all I know. I can't tell you from my bench how many left the court. Obviously, they saw it on film and said everybody had to go. And then I think one player for South Carolina didn't leave the bench. But my question is, I don't really know the rules. Why weren't the coaches tossed if they left the bench? Wouldn't that be a hell of an ending? But I guess it's just the players that leave the bench area. I don't know. It's ugly. It's not good. No one wants to be a part of that. No one wants to see that ugliness. But I can tell you this. I wish she would have pushed Angel Reese. Don't push a kid that you 6'8". Don't push somebody that little. That was uncalled for, in my opinion. Let those two girls that were jawing, let them go at it.